Hallelujah. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名，小弟说话。
This is the second night, and myself is more comfortable with all the brothers and sisters in this church.
这是小弟第二晚在这里证道，现在已经跟很多弟兄姐妹都相当熟悉。
So I can myself more comfortable.
所以觉得比较自在一点。
Several hundred years ago, the some of us scientists and look up the sky.
好几百年前，科学家往天上观看
，and start to think that are determined to count all the stars.
所以他们就想开始算天上到底有多少的星星。
So you look at the sky and start to count how many.
他们就往天看，开始算，一个一个算。
He says, I forgot how many, but it's about some thousands, 1,000 some hundred stars.
有一个科学家，他用肉眼来算，就算出一千多个星星。
I'm sure because he keep count several times, so he's sure this number is right.
他算出一个数目，那我想他一定算了很多次才想决定是这个数目。
And then several years later on, another scientist and start to count the stars.
过了好几年之后呢，又有另外一个科学家就又开始要算天上的星。
And then say, no, the number is wrong. This one is just about something like several hundred more.
这个科学家呢就推翻了前一个科学家的数字，说他算的不准，应该还有多好几百个星。
Later on, the telescope kind of discover and find out, wow, beyond our understanding, how many stars in the sky?
但是之后呢，当人类发明了望远镜，就才知道原来天上的星是超过我们肉眼所能看到的。
Sometimes because our knowledge is limited, so believing God also weigh your judgment of believing God based on our own limited knowledge.
同样的，我们对神的了解，我们肉体非常有限，所以我们对神的了解。也是非常的有限。
Many times we trust our own judgment that we rely upon our own knowledge.
常常我们用我们的自己的知识来判断事情。
So with the limited knowledge, we can decide there is a God and there is no God.
那用我们相当有限的知识就来决定到底有没有神的存在。
When we dealing with the Word of God, when we dealing with learning about the existence of God, we have to be humble ourselves first of all.
但是如果我们真的要知道神是否存在，第一件要做的事就是要谦卑自己。
Because we have to admit ourselves, our knowledge and our understanding is limited.
因为我们要先知道我们自己的知识是有限的。
And then with a full of humility, when we open our heart, when we open our ears, and then we can listen to the God's voice, we can see God Himself with us.
唯有我们自己谦卑下来，打开我们的心眼，打开我们的耳朵来聆听神的话，才能够真正认识神。
When you look at the outside nature of it.
我们看一下自然界。
All the trees and all the flowers, and we can see the nature in out there.
我们看一下周围的树木花草。
And how beautiful it is.
我们看神的这些创造多么美妙。
Who put the idea that makes all different flowers all different color come out of it?
到底是谁设计有这么多种的花，不这么多种的颜色
？And also each flower is a different design of it.
每一朵花，每一种花都是不同的设计。
Even though it's the same kind of species of flower, but the shaping of the tree also even different.
甚至同一种类的花草都长得不一样。
If you look at the flower carefully, even though same flower, same species, but each flower, the dyeing of the color is different.
如果你仔细比较两个同一种的花。你会发现，虽然它们是同一种类，但是它们的形状、它们颜色都不大一样。
Truly, it's a uniqueness because of who designed it. God designed it.
每一朵花都有它的独特性。那到底是谁设计的呢？就是真神。
If we saying that when we look at all the natures and we say, well, I don't know, but somebody, it just happened to me.
或许我们会想说，这些自然界的东西是 自然发生、自然产生的。
One of a careless way to express, you know, this way to speak about to look at the nature in this way. Then,
这是一种很不负责任的想法和讲法。
And also, Bible, God allow us to all the Word of God, the written in the Bible.
神的话都记载在圣经里面。
Several thousand years old, many people, God inspired them, let them write His Word.
在几千年的时段里面，神亲自默示，使不同的人来写下他的旨意。
We know that each individual has very unique characters and unique personality.
我们知道每一个人都有他的个性和他的独特的地方。
That's why it's many times it creates problems.
所以常常会有问题。
Because my opinion is right, your opinion is wrong.
每个人都认为我的想法是对的，你的是错的。
Have you noticed that when we have like a meeting, then everybody's opinion is right?
因为当我们开会的时候，每一个人的意见都是。对自己来讲是对的。
But many times, everybody's opinion is own reason is own right.
但是或许每个人都有某些对的地方。
Because each one has a uniqueness.
每一个人都有独特的地方。
Think about it. It's all, it God's wonderful design.
我们来想想神多么美好的设计。
One thing we based upon that we think about the Bible, each one has a different opinion. Maybe different people write a different way. Maybe.
圣经是 好多作者写下来的，那这些不同的人都有不同的思想。
But 40 some people they write, as a writer write all the scriptures, end up all put together in the same theme and same understanding.
可是写作圣经的这四十几位作者，他们不同，虽然有自己的想法，但是他们被神默示所写下来的书合在一起。却是一致的。
Of course, you can say it just happened to be.
我们会想说，这可能是偶然的吧。
But we just have opened ourselves and look at the fact about the Bible, these 66 scriptures.
但是如果我们很客观的来判断圣经，圣经有六十六卷。
Maybe you come today first time and you're dealing with the Bible, maybe.
或许这是你第一次接触圣经。
This is quite thick book.
这是一个非常厚的书。
If you take the thing, really determine yourself to read the Bible, whole Bible, it depends on how much time you spend. But you know, even our own Christian have great challenge to read the whole Bible, actually.
很多人没有办法从头到尾把圣经读完一遍，包括很多基督徒都没有办法。
Some hundred years ago, there's some people trying to contest that there is no God, and so.He claimed that one of the pastors and competed, which is a contest.
从前有一个人，他要证明神不存在，所以他就找了一个教会的牧师来跟他做一个比赛。
I think it happened in England.
这个应该是在英国发生的事。
But once because he wants to defend himself because he wants to know the Bible first, and then he can offense to the Christians.
这个人想要先把圣经熟读一次，然后找出漏洞来指出基督教的错误思想。
So he studied the Bible.
所以他就开始研读圣经。
But end up he giving up the non, you know, there's a no God which is now turned to be a he believing God later on.
没有想到读完圣经之后，他从无神论者变成一个相信神的基督徒。
Bible is mysterious.
圣经这本书是一个非常奥妙的书。
Bible has a power because it's the word of God.
圣经有能力，因为是神的话。
If you think that if you cannot make a decision, there is a God, there is no God.
如果你没有办法的决定，知道到底神存不存在。
And then you sincerely, you can your heart dealing with the word of God.
但是你用很虔诚的心来面对神的话。
Then you can find out God.
你就能够。认识找到神。
So finding out God is not that difficult.
所以真正要寻求神并不是这么难的事。
With the humility, look at the nature out there.
只要你有谦虚的心，你仔细观察自然物。
And look at the Bible.
来
and read the Bible.
来研读圣经。
Eventually come up the figure of God.
最后你就会看到神。
Yesterday we're talking about the parable.
昨天我们讲到一个比喻
，The rich man and Lazarus，
就是财主和拉撒路的比喻。
It's not because God designed us to let us, you know, God judge our man. God do not design us to design. He designed us to be judged upon our life to be held.
神
to go to hell.
神创造我们，他的目的并不是要审判我们，让我们下地狱。
God designed us at the beginning. You look at the Bible at the beginning. God created us, and also God created the whole universe for our own blessing in our life.
如果我们看圣经的话，我们就知道神创造人类就是要祝福他们，让他们能够得到神的福气。
Problem is human nature.
但是问题是出在人本身。
We cannot control our own curiosities.
因为人性的关系，所以我们常常有好奇。
We cannot overcome our own temptations.
我们没有办法胜过我们肉体的试探。
So end up, the man giving up the all the receiving blessing from the Lord.
所以是人放弃了神想要给人的福气。
So they lost their own privilege to have a secure in the hands of God.
神放弃了在人放弃了神在神手中有的安全。
And also sin came into the world.
因此罪就进了世界。
We look at the human history.
如果我们看人类历史
，People have a desire to have a better life all the time.
人常常要追求生活的改善。
But no matter how we have a desire to look, we trying to do our best to be trying to obtain the peace, but end up struggle and bloody fire and bloody you know struggle you know in our life.
人总是要追求和睦和平，但是却常常有征战有殴斗的事情。
Even now, we look at the now, even 2001, most of the people, they're well-educated.
在这个世代我们看到很多人都受相当高的教育。
Still people engage in the those kind of bloody struggle.
但是人还是用很凶狠的方法彼此对待。
Several years ago, the Bin Laden and by his leading, they have make a great treasury in this country.Great disaster in this country.
前几年，宾拉登造在美国本土造成一个很大的灾害。
He received high education.
他这个人是受相当高教育的。
He's a highly sophisticated man.
他是一个很聪明的人。
But his focus is with the anger and with the heart of evil heart to start to kill the people without any kind of regret in himself.
但是他心里充满了仇恨，他可以杀那些无辜的人，而且从来不忏悔。
And we see sometimes in the Iraq, the war, and the people start to kill the even put them to hang in the on the street.
我们最近看伊拉克有些人心地很坏，他们把无辜的人烧死。打死烧死，甚至在街上拖着。
Where this kind of nature came in?
这样的恶性是从哪里来的
？When at the beginning, when God created us, with truly the create us, the put His image into man.
当神创造人的时候，他是用他的形象来造人。
We supposed not to be evil, not to commit sins. Actually,
神所创造的人不是。恶的，也不是犯罪的。
But sin came into the world.
可是罪进入了世界。
So、evil start to control the people.
所以恶就开始掌管了人类。
Eventually, they lose their own identity of image of God.
最后，人失去了神的形象。
So end up, they turn out to be they walk away from God, even against God.
所以他们就离开了神，背向神。
So it's not intention of God's design, but because of the they commit sins, they away from God, they are into the sin, so they receive their own consequences.
所以虽然神创造的本意是好的，但是人离开了神，照自己的私欲去行，所以陷到罪恶里面。
But God loves us; He sent us Son, only Son, to this world.
可是神还是爱我们，他差遣他的独生子来到世界上。
Let Him die on the cross and shed the blood for us.
耶稣基督死在十字架上，为我们受死流血。
Then Jesus proclaim of the true salvation.
耶稣也在世界上宣传了救恩的道理。
Anybody who believe in me, then they have eternal life.
他应许说，凡相信他的人必定得到永生。
Simply, we can put our heart to believe in God, and there is eternal life.
我们很单纯、很简单的相信耶稣基督就能够得到永生。
Many people still reject this wonderful invitation.
但是世界上却有很多人还是拒绝这么样美好的邀请。
2000 years passed by since Jesus came to this world.
主耶稣到世界上来已经有2000多年。
Some people accept Jesus as their savior.
有些人接受耶稣基督为救主。
Those people prepare themselves for the salvation.
他们预备自己来领受救恩。
But many people, they do not, they ignoring of the believing God.
可是还有许多人，他们拒绝接受耶稣的救恩。
They all perished.
他们灭亡了。
When you go to see the which is what I call it, it's a burial site, or which is, what is it? Cemetery. Yes.
当你去一个墓地参观的时候
，You can tell how many people buried on the cemetery.
你可以想一想，算一算，到底有多少人已经死去了
？Then once the when we make a last breathing in this world, that's considered the last chance that we receive God's grace upon our life.
当我们在世界上吸最后一口气的时候，就是我们最后能够接受耶稣基督，就是接受真神的最后一个机会。
Some people think that believing God is not a big deal, so their business is better. Their business is first priority, or something that what they doing is more important than believing God. So they put the believing God as a second matter, secondary matters.
很多人想说信不信神都无关紧要，他们的生意、他们的事业比较重要。
Some people have no chance to dealing about the believing God, then and death force pulling their life away from them.
很多人讲说他们没有时间来寻求神，结果没想到死亡突然临到他们。
Bible clearly tells if we do not believe in God,
圣经上告诉我们，如果我们不相信真神
，judgments come upon us.
审判将会临到我们。
Of course, we do not do anything wrong in this world. Maybe.
或许你在世界上好像没有犯什么大罪。
But the sin, the original sin, when from the generation to generation, from the Adam, Eve, this sin come upon our life.
但是从亚当夏娃的时候，罪进入了世界，就临到众人。
And also, when we look at our heart and look at our conscience, we are not perfect.
而且我们看看自己的内心，自己的良心，就会发现我们并不完全。
We pretend we can be perfect. We are no problems. We are good persons.
我们好像表现得非常美好，非常的好，但是却不很多缺点。
But actually not. We have a sinful nature within us.
因为我们心里有恶性，有罪性。
With the own righteousness, it is impossible to reach up to the glory of God.
我们虽然努力的行义，但是却没有办法达到神荣耀的标准。
Bible says that as much as is appointed a man once we die, but after that there's a judgment come follow it.
圣经上告诉我们，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Believing God is a blessing.
相信神是一个福气。
Believing God is also your choice.
相信神是你可以选择的一个，你可以做的选择。
Why the life is so fair? We can say when we come up to this world.Some people is more smarter than others. Some people is less smarter than others.
在以外表来讲，很多好像很多不公平的事。有些人生下来比别人聪明。
I have noticed because when I was in middle school and high school and college, I have noticed some people really smart.
我自己也发现，在国中、高中、大学的时候，有认识一些人，他们真的是很聪明。
Then I learned that I'm not smart.
我那时候才知道我不聪明。
And then I say.Wow, I was not born in like that smart, so I cannot help myself.
我才知道这不是我的天分，我生下来并不是很聪明的。
So sometimes the professor give me a seat and welcome, give me a seat even.
有时候教授给我一个 C 的成绩，我很高兴。
But anyway, look at in this world, The salvation is come. It's not based on our intelligence. How much we're smart.
可是神的救恩并不是看我们多聪明。
And also, salvation is not based on how much money that we have.
神的救恩也不是看我们有多少的钱。
So salvation is come from the believing God.
神的救恩就是看你愿不愿意相信神。
You don't have to pay any pennies.
你不用付任何的钱。
But just pour your heart with a humble heart.To understand, just accept the existence of God.
只要你谦虚来接受神是存在的。
And once we believe in God,
一旦你相信了神,
and we can see that there is a way to path that will lead us to eternal life in the Bible.
你就可以看到, 照圣经来看, 我们能够走上天国永生的道路。
And Bible telling us repent.
圣经上告诉我们要悔改。
Since we believe in God, then we have to find the first step to process our salvation of God is through the repentance.
当我们认识有神的时候, 我们第一步要做的就是要回到神这里, 就是悔改。
I'd like to today share about the topic, the return of the prodigal son.
所以今晚想跟大家来一起讨论的就是, 浪子回头的比喻。
Today also this is one of a parable and by the Jesus Christ.
这也是主耶稣所讲的比喻其中一个。
And let's look at the Luke chapter 15.
我们请看路加福音15章。
Luke chapter 15 verse from 11.
路加福音15章11节。
Luke chapter 15 from verse 11 to 24.
路加福音15章11节到24节。
Chapter 15 from verse 11.
15章11节.
And he said a certain man had two sons.
12节.
And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me. And he divided his worth between them.
13节.
And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country. And there he squandered his estate with a loose living. Now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be in need.
15节.
And he went and attached himself to one of the citizen of the country, and he sent him into his field to feed the swine.
16节.
And he was longing to fill his stomach with the pot, that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him.
17节.
But when he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread, but I am dying here with hunger. And I will 18. Get up and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against the heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men.
20节.
And he got up and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him.
20节.
And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
20节.
But the father said to his slaves, Quickly bring out the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hands, and sandals on his feet.
23节.
And bring the fattened calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. 24.
24节.
For this son of mine was dead, and has come to life again. He was lost, and has been found, and they began to be married. This is not end, but there's some more, but I finished by the verse 24.
这个比喻还继续讲下去, 但是我们就读到24节。
The story is like this, there is a man, I think that this man was a very rich man.
这里讲到有一个人, 这个人应该是很有钱的。
Otherwise, the second son never asked for his portion, because he knows his father is a rich man.
我们这样想, 因为这个小儿子呢, 说要分家业, 就表示他父亲应该有许多的家业。
He has a two sons. I'm sure because second son always rebellious, pretty much.
他有两个儿子, 通常小儿子是比较悖逆的。
And somehow the first one usually submissive, anyway.
通常大儿子是比较听话。
But the second son, it seems like he grown up, he has some sense he can manage his life, he think.
这个小孩子第二个孩子长大了之后，他想说他可以照顾自己。
He doesn't like stay his father because the father always it seems to control his life.
他不想留在父亲的家里，因为父亲好像常常管他。
It is uncomfortable.
他不喜欢受拘束。
But he knows many people out there enjoy their life.
他看到外面许多人自由享受。
He knows he got his own portion from his father, then he can enjoy his life.
他想说，如果我从父亲拿到我的家业，我就可以享受。
But now his life is being controlled by his father.
可是他现在却被他的父亲拘束。
So he claimed to his father, Father, give me my portions.
所以他就跟父亲讲说，把我所当得的家业分给我。
Well, later on, anyway, you passed away, then all the things, you know, the half of them is become mine, right?
反正你迟早都要走，所以你现在就把我该得的给我。
And then he get his portions. Father is a loving father, really.
这个父亲是一个很慈祥的父亲。
If nowadays any son says, if my son say this way, I never give it to him.
如果我的儿子这样跟我讲的话，我才不会给他。
You go your own way.
你自己出去吧。
Mine is mine.
这是我的钱。
It's not your right to ask me.
你不可以这样向我要钱。
But then this father is so loving father and also very generous father.
但是这父亲很慈祥，而且很乐意的给他。
Because he understood that he cannot stop his asking anyway, so he gave his portion in his hand.
这父亲了解他的儿子，他没有办法限制他的儿子，所以他就给了他。
Now the second son have his own portion, a lot of money.
那这个小儿子就得到他的愿望，有很多的钱。
And according to the Bible, he after several days, I'm sure because he needed some time to packing himself, and then journey into the distant country.
那过了几天，就是他行李收拾起来之后呢，就往远方去了。
It's not the next country, but distant country, because he wants to away and away from his father.
他不是到附近的一个城市，而是到很远的地方，要离他父亲越远越好。
And then he spent his money.
他就开始花他的钱。
Because he spent whatever he liked to.
他想什么，想要什么就买什么。
Because money is limited anyway, no matter how much money he has in his hand.
不管他有多少的钱，这钱还是有一个数目。
Continue to spend and end up and nothing in his hands.
他一直的花用，最后连一分钱都没有了。
And also I mentioned that the famine occurred in this country.
结果那时候刚好那地方遭大饥荒。
For him, it's very hard to get a job.
他找不到工作。
And some people even accept him, but the man has a swine.
最后找到一个工作去养猪。
This master do not treat him as like one of an employee, but even not even like treat as like a slave even.
这雇主没有好好的给他待遇，而且不把他当做一个普通的雇工。
Just treat him as like just like a swine.
就把他当做像猪一样。
You can take care of my pigs.
他要他照顾他的猪。
You can eat what the pig eaten.
他说，但是你不能吃猪所吃的。
But do not ask more than that.
拿猪所吃的，但是不要吃人的东西。
It's up to you take it or leave it, which is kind.
你要不要随你。
For him is desperate, he took it.
但是因为他急着要工作，所以他接受了这工作。
He tried to do his best to struggle himself to get away from this situation.
他很挣扎的想要离开这样的环境。
But he understood no way to get away the situation.
但是他知道他走投无路。
And then the later on, it comes when the verse 17 says, when he came to his sense.
所以在十七节就讲说，当他醒悟过来。
He understood it. Before, when he was under the provision of father, was totally different.
他才恍然大悟，以前在他父亲的家是多么不一样的生活。
He knows his father has many, 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 many slaves, a kind of servants under him.
他回想在他父亲的家里有多少的仆人。
All of them treat very well. His father treat them very well.
而且他的父亲也很宽待这些仆人。
It's better I get up and go to my father.
他才知道我应该要起来回到我父亲那里。
And then he determined himself and stand up and he turned head to his father.
他就下定决心回头回家。
But way to his head to go to his father, this time is different.
这一次他回家的心态就完全不一样。
He determined that his heart to say to his father, in front of his father, said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight.
他已经决定说，当我看到父亲的时候，我要跟他讲说，我得罪了你，又得罪了天。
So from now on, I come back to you, but from now on, do not call me as a son.
我回到你怀里，但是你不用再叫我儿子了。
Just treat me as like one of your slaves.
把我当作你的佣人。
You know, because he truly giving up himself when he went back to his father.
他已经完全放弃他自己的自尊。
But when he have this kind of heart to bring to the father, father do not even ask any other things, but he holding him and kissing him.
这儿子用这样的谦卑的心态回到父亲，但是他还没有讲一句话之前，他父亲就跑过来抱他。
Even they said, "Do not call me as your son, but treat as your one of your slave." But his father never listened to him.
这儿子就说：“我得罪了你，又得罪天，从今以后不要把我当做你的儿子。”但是父亲都没有听他所讲的。
He called the slave, his own slave, bring the best robe.
他马上叫他的仆人说：“把上好的袍子拿来。”
And they put him in the ring and give the wonderful sandal on him.
把戒指戴在他手上，把鞋穿在他的脚上。
And bring the fat and kill it and have a feast.
把肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。
Because he already treated him as his precious son.
这在父亲的眼中，这个儿子总是他亲爱的儿子。
Because he knew that before he has a son, but the son is not son himself actually.
虽然以前这个儿子是父亲的儿子，但是他的表现并不像儿子。
But before he never identified himself.
其实这儿子也不想认同。他是他父亲的儿子。
He didn't treat his father as own father.
他没有把他的父亲当作父亲。
But this time, when he come back from the lost everything, and when he come back from this situation, now this son to be a true son.
但是当这个儿子失去了一切，回到父亲这里，就成了真正的儿子。
And that's why the father so happy.
和这个父亲是多么的快乐。
He truly, truly, truly get the one son.
他真的得到了他的儿子。
And this is repentance.
这就是悔改。
And with this story, we can learn from the true meaning of repentance.
从这个故事，我们可以学习到悔改的意义。
When we look at the story, we can go on and we can study together. Let's look at this parable together. Let's go back.
我们再回到这个比喻来仔细的看。
I like to explain about the five sections on this parables.
小弟想跟大家讲解释这个比喻的五段。
Chapter 15, verse 11 and 12.
十一节和十二节。
A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me." And he divided his wealth between them. Now he has this second son ask his fortune that depart from his father.
这个小儿子要他的当得的家业，就离开了父亲。
This is a figuring of the losing his own identity.
这个就可以预表我人失去了他的身份。
Under his father, and he himself identified as a son.
因为他以前是在父亲的家里，但是他失去了这个儿子的身份。
But when he depart from his father, he losing his identity.
当他离开父家的时候，也是失去他身份的时候。
We look at sometimes when our children grow up to reach up to 16 or 18, they start to desire. They have a desire to drive a car.
当小孩子到16岁到18岁的时候，就开始想要开车。
Once they got the driver license, you know, I'm sure because every kid's 17 and 18, they want to holding the handle and they want to drive.
到那年纪的年轻人通常都是想要马上开车。
So far they have no own way to go. But every time they have to ask their parents or somebody else have to drive for them. No freedom. But now they got the driver license and they got the handle and push to accelerate. This car goes wherever they like to go.
因为他以前没有自由，想要去哪里都要请人带他去。现在拿到了驾照，而且可以有自己的车到处去跑。
problem is because the insurance cost is very high.
可是呢，这个保险费是非常的高。
You know, because if you as a parent, if you buy a car, new car for the your own kids, especially 18, 19, 20 years old.
如果你曾经帮你的十几岁的小孩买保险的话。
Insurance cost is more than the payment of car, actually.
你就会发现这个保险费比买车子的钱还更高。
Why it happens?
为什么会这样呢？
You know, the 18, 19, 20 years old kids, they are very active, they are very athletic, consider, you know, their very reaction is very fast.
因为十几岁的青年人，他们非常感性，而且反应非常快。
They supposed not to get accident actually.
他们反应很快，所以应该不会很容易发生车祸。
But they are the one of the most accidents occurs in that ages.
可是事实上，这就是这年纪的年轻人最容易发生车祸。
Because they think they have a freedom, they like to drive. So whatever to push the accelerator, it depends on their way to go. So.They abuse their own freedoms.
因为他们终于得到自由，只要踩油门就可以到处去，所以他们就没有好好就滥用了这个自由。
Sometimes I look at those young children. They when they treated their parents' drive skills, oh, their drive is not that good. My drive is better than them. You know.
我们可以常常看到年轻人就在埋怨他父母不会开车，要是。让他们开的话，他们可以开得多好。
Because they do not think they are actually naive themselves.
但是却不知道自己的无知。
Because they cannot figure out who they are.
他们不知道自己到底是谁。
Only when they're holding the handles of the car and they drive, push the accelerator, it goes.
他们只想说他们能够操纵方向盘，按下油门到处跑。
Same thing is when we go out to drive, it's not because we drive well that there's no accidents.
我们都知道我们上路，开车上路不是因为你开得很好就不会有车祸。
Once we drive for 5, 6, 7 years, we know what it means to drive means.
你要真正开了五年、七年之后才知道真正开车是什么意思。
Once a person drive about 10 years, they never claim themselves, my driving skill is much better than the other one. We don't say that.
当你开车十年之后，你就不会再说你开车比别人开得好。
Always the best one is we have to just drive carefully.
最重要的就是要小心安全。
We just abide all the traffic laws.
而且要尊重交通规则。
So once we losing our identity, then we many times it turn out to be occurred, it turn to be accident.
当一个人失去了自我。就是他进入危险，进入意外的时候。
Many times we can see the human beings, we think that we are better than others. We think we can handle our own life.
我们人常常会想说，我们比别人好，我们可以自己操纵自己的生命。
So people losing their own identities,
却失去了自我。
They do not want to rely on God.
我们不愿意靠神。
But they want to rely on themselves.
我们要靠自己。
And their way of this accelerate their life.
我们有自己的方法踩油门到处去。
But end up they discover this is not right for them.
但是最后才发现这样的生活对我们不好。
But this young man's attitude just like that way.
这里的小儿子的态度就是像这些年轻人。
Because he think he can handle his life.
他认为他可以操纵自己的生命。
So it's better away from his father.
所以他要离开父亲。
But he forget that he's not the time he's supposed to handle his life.
可是他却不知道自己能够没有办法掌握自己的人生。
Once he has a desire to be away from his father, then the relationship between his father and he it turned out to be bothersome for him.
当他越想离开父家，越认为他父亲对他来讲是一个重担。
You know, sometimes we have to understand that when we have a good relationship with the God, actually that gives us a true freedom.
我们可以想想，当我们对跟神的关系是好的时候，神的是给我们自由的。
But if we think that between God and us, this relationship bothers us, that means something wrong.
当我们觉得神的诫命是一种重担的时候，这样表示这个有很大的问题。
Simply, we can explain in this way: there's a husband and there's a wife.
就好像夫妻的关系。
When they love each other,
当夫妻彼此相爱的时候
，they like to be bonding by the love of you know their spouse。
他们喜欢和配偶联系在一起。
Every time calling you know the husband and wife。
当他们不在一起的时候，就一直打电话。
I am where I am now, you know。
然后告诉对方自己在哪里。
If I go home, it takes about 40 minutes.
然后告诉对方还有多久就回家。
I like to be binding by your concern and your worry, you know.
而且很顾念着对方，挂念着对方。
They love each other this way, their own boundaries.
因为他们有爱，所以他们就连在一起。
The both of them feel that there is true freedom, you know, in this circle of that.
在他们这个联系的关系当中，觉得有无比的自由。
But if a husband and wife they think that their relationship is turned to be burdensome, and then it's a problem.
当这个夫妻的关系，夫妻认为他们的关系是一种重担，他们的婚姻就产生了问题。
Why they think it turned out to be burdensome?
为什么会有这样的态度呢
？Because they feel that they feel it's uncomfortable.
因为他们觉得很不自在，很不自由。
You know, because they're out there something else there.
因为在外面有吸引他的东西。
So the right next to the husband and wife, the relationship turned to be burdensome because I cannot take outside.
所以他对跟配偶的关系变成一种重担、一种捆绑，因为他不能自由的去追求其他的事情。
From the moment we feel that it turned out to be burdensome, then actually this is turned to be losing our own freedom.
所以当我们觉得这关系是一种重担的时候，就已经失去了自由。
When people lose the freedoms and they start to suffer, they have no peace and there's no joy.
当人失去了自由，就开始受苦，因为没有喜乐，没有平安。
When we look at the children, small children,
当我们看小孩子
，when they lost their own parents,
当他们失去父母的时候
，and then they lost their true freedoms,
他们就失去了自由。
But they're under their parents is different.
但是在他们父亲之下，他们就不一样。
When every time look at the parents, oh, there is my mom's, and they start to play with the, you know, other kids, whatever they like to do.
他们只要转眼一看，看到父母在身旁，就很安全的跟其他小孩玩。
But when there's no moms, and then they start to fear, and they cannot do whatever they like to do.
当妈妈不在的时候，他们就开始惊恐起来，没有办法玩下去。
But Satan bring us the understanding into us. No, you can be free you yourself away from God, so you can enjoy your life.
同样的，我们会想说，我们自己离开神会有得到自由。
Don't you think the Ten Commandments bothers you?
我们会想说，十条诫命是一种重担。
You go away.
我不要这个十条诫命。
Your way make you can enjoy your life truly from out there. All the people enjoy that way, same way.
世界上的人都是要走自己的路，想自己的快乐。
This is the beginning of a tragedy.
其实这个就是灾难的开始。
The tragic instance come from this idea.
这样有这样的观念。导致成最后受到灾害。
We know the evil when he commits sins, tempted by the Satan, when she tempted by the Satan, she commit sin because of that.
当夏娃犯罪的时候，受试探的时候，就是因为这样的开始。
Satan came to Eve says, "You will be like God."
那个撒旦来到夏娃这里说，你会像神一样。
Then you can see what is good and what is evil.
你的眼睛会明亮，可以分别善恶。
You know, only God knows. Once you eat it, you even can tell what is evil, what is good.
只要你吃了这个果子，你就可以跟神一样知道善恶。
And this temptation makes her more attention to take it, eat it.
那他自己的欲望就让他摘那个果子来吃了。
It is important to identity. When we can define ourselves, when we can find our own self.When we have a relationship with God,
唯有我们与神建立一个美好的关系，才能够真正找到自我。
How can I myself to be husband because I have a wonderful wife?
我怎么知道我是一个好丈夫？因为我有一个太太。
Because relationship is important because relationship gives us true our identity.
借着这个人和人之间的关系，让我们找到自我。
But this man, this second son, losing this identity.
可惜这个小儿子失去了自我。
And later on, the verse that the Look at the second one. The verse 13.
我们再来看第二段十三节开始。
Verse 13 here, the words that the last portion, there he squandered his estate with a loose living. So since he got all the monies and he spent the money without any principle for way to his orderly to spend, but whatever he liked to spend the money.
他当他得到家业之后，他就任意放荡，浪费资财。他不管怎么花，就照他的心愿。
You know when God created us, God put His image onto our life.
当神创造我们的时候，他用他的形象造我们。
This is estate. This is given from God.
这是神的恩赐。
But now the people they lost their identity. They spend whatever they like to.
但是当人失去了自我自尊的时候，就开始浪费。
Now look at the people, the many out there. Look at our society.
我们看世界上这个社会。
Since they lose the image, the waste of the image of God.
当人犯罪的时候，他们就浪费了神的神的尊严，神的形象。
People's life even worse than the animals, some of them.
所以有的人他们犯罪，甚至比生活比这个动物还低贱。
Animal doesn't have a capacity to commit sin just like a man.
动物并不会像人这样来犯罪。
You look at the man's life.
但是我们看人的生活。
When you go out, those who do not know God, those who ignore God, they wasting the image of God. So even their life is worse than the animal. We know that.
当我们看那些犯罪、生活在罪中的人，他们浪费了神的形象，比动物还糟糕。
Sometimes I look at the news article.
有时候我们看报章杂志。
Because the parents do not give the pocket money, so the children.Kick his father and his mother.
曾经有小孩来用脚来踢父母，因为他父母不给他们零用钱。
Oh, you know, if I explain more than that, it is more. So I just this is just one of instance.
这是只是一个小小的例子。
And we know this. Look at the Bible history of the homosexuality.
那我们来看圣经上这个同性恋的历史。
Animal never does it. Never doing that.
连动物都不会这样做。
But only men doing this homosexuality, and also they say it is okay. It's one of a part of the human, you know, this man's kind of style of their life.
唯有人才会这样做，而且现在还说这个是人生活的一种选择。
Because they do not respect the image of God.
因为这些人他没有尊重神的形象。
There's no hope in this world. That's why.
所以世界上已经失去了盼望。
Once sin came into the world, destroy our life in this manner.
当罪进入了世界，就是这样毁掉了我们的生命。
And this young man, this losing his identity, and also eventually is wasting of all the image of God.
所以就像这年轻人，他们失去了神的形象，而且浪费了神所给他们的。
Look at verse 17.
我们看十七节。
But when he came to his senseHe said, How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread, but I am dying here with the hunger. You mentioned about when he came to his sense.
这里讲说他醒悟过来。
It is important the sense coming back to us.
所以我们也要醒悟过来。
Our life is busy in this world.
我们在世界上或许很忙。
Some people seeking for money, and they're seeking for position, and seeking for high educations, whatever the way they like to build up their knowledge and build up their career in this world.
不管是赚更多的钱，或者地位更高，或者是得更多的学位。
They have no time to think about themselves.
他们忙得没有办法想自己。
Since other people have a good life with a lot of money, so they just, wow, this is a good way of life, so just seeking for money.
他们看到别人很有钱，就盲目的追求。
Way of this way to follow all the people the same way, end up they lose their identity, and because of that, they have no sense, true sense. There's no true sense within them.
他们盲目追求别人所追求的，所以就失去自己心中的醒悟。
No matter what we achieve in this world, this is limited.
不管我们在世界上追求了多少，都是有限的。
Maybe we can reach up to like a millionaire. Maybe when we are in the 50 years old.
或许你五十岁的时候变成百万富翁。
We think we put we save a lot of money for our retirement fund later on.
或许你为你自己的退休储筹了很多的钱。
But what if next year I got terminal disease?
但是如果明年你 有致死的病怎么办
呢？ Money can cure like a money can cure like a cancer and all kind of terminal disease.
你就算有再多的钱，能够医治你的绝症吗？
See, like we have to look at the fact of our life.
我们要看清我们人的实际情况。
We have to restoring that our true sense of ourselves.
我们要醒悟过来。
And we need some time.
我们需要有安静的时间。
This second son struggled himself.But later on, when he look at himself, and he find out who he is.
当这儿子经过一段时间的挣扎，才发现自己到底是谁。
Sometimes God put us our life into the such kind of corner in our life.
有时候神让我们的生活好像走投无路。
Maybe even we believe in God, maybe we sometimes we forget about our own identity, who we are.
甚至相信神的人有时候也会忘记自己到底是谁。
Sometimes we have a money that we think we start to rely on the money.
有时候我们有了一点钱就开始靠钱。
And then God take this money away.
但是神就把钱拿走。
And then we think about ourselves.
让我们真正思考自己。
You know, sometimes it's a blessing because God take away from us.
有时候当神拿去某些东西对我们来讲是福气。
Of course, it gives us our life suffering in a sense.
当然在肉体上会有一些苦难。
But in a spiritual sense, it is a blessing of God.
但是在灵性上其实是神的一个祝福。
But many times we come to the Lord believing God because why? Because in need in their life.
很多人来相信神因为他们需要什么东西。
Some people because of illness, they knew that there's nothing they can rely on, but they realize it's God only they can rely on.
有些人因为病痛来相信神，因为走投无路了。
Some people rely on their own business.
有些人靠自己的生意。
But end up the loser, all, you know, it has to be forced to shut down this business.
结果周转不灵，必须要就全部倒闭。
Some people even come to the Lord before they commit suicide. Maybe this is the last hope.
有些人快要自杀了，最后找到耶稣。
Some people they find out God in this manner sometimes.
所以很多人就是因这样走投无路来找到神。
God is the true source of our life.
神是我们生命的源头。
God is the true source of our hope.
神是我们盼望的源头。
And this man get this sense.
这个小儿子终于醒悟过来。
When we believe in God, sometimes we turn out to be our Christian life turn to be very numb, which is come to the Lord.Do something other people do. So sit down, listen to the word of God. Sit down to pray. But pray doesn't that much of inspiration. So maybe sometimes.
有时候我们相信神久之后变成麻木了，跟着别人来聚会，跟着别人祷告。
We have to be aware of the moment.
但是我们要仔细的思考。
Because we ignoring the true sense at that time.
因为在这样的时候，我们已经失去我们心中的明亮。
We have to recover this sense.
我们要醒悟过来
，Who we are，
要发觉自己到底是谁
，Where we came from，
我们是从哪里来的
，Where are we going now，
我们要去哪里
？And he said, gives us a true sense of telling us，
让这样我们才能够找回自己真正的自我。
Verse 18，
我们看十八节
，I will get up and go to my father and will.Say to him, Father, I have sinned against the heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men. So the 18 and 19, verse 20. And he got up and come to his father. It is important. First, he thinks a sense of coming back. He has to put into the action. Otherwise, the same thing, his life will go and over again. But because he...commit himself, determine himself. And verse 20, it says, he got up and come to his father. This is an important step.
这是一个很重要的一个步骤。他不只是醒悟过来，又回到自己的情况，自己的情况，而是他起来，他有一个动作。
True repentance is action.
真正的悔改就是要有行动。
Not only for the true seekers, we have to ask for them to repent, but Each one of us, we have to repent.
我们不只是慕道朋友需要悔改，我们每一个人每一个信徒也都要悔改。
Repentance should be daily part of the daily life.
悔改是我们每一天当做的一个功课。
Repentance means coming back to God.
悔改就是回头归向神。
We do not sin anymore, but we come back to the God's way.
不要再继续犯罪，而回到神的道路。
We have to come to the Lord.
我们要回到主面前。
If we already believe in God,
如果我们已经相信了神，
we have to come to the Lord truly.
我们要再回到主的面前。
When he on the way, his father already see him, and embracing him. And yet verse 20 mentioned that with the felt compassion in him, and it says, ran and then embraced him and kissed him.
在20节讲说, 在这儿子还没有到家的时候, 相邻还远, 他父亲看了就动了慈心, 跑去抱着他的景象, 连连与他亲嘴。
See, our Lord, our God, is truly, he has a full of compassion.
我们的神是我们的天父, 他充满了慈心。
He waiting for us to come to him.
他等待着我们回到他那里。
Yeah, on Wu Yixi, when we look at the second son, when he come, when he on the way back to his father, when on the way he away from his father, compare the two image.
我们可以比较一下这个儿子回家的情况情景跟他离家的情景。
When he away from his father, as at that time is more handsome, I think, and then he's more have a wonderful clothes he put it on when he away from his father.
当他离家的时候，我们可以想象，他一定长得相当英俊，而且身穿的非常豪华。
But actually, at that time, he was a troublemaker.
但是那时候，他是一个背叛的儿子。
But when he come back to his father,
可是当他回家的时候，maybe
his clothes is all worn out.
或许他的穿的衣服都是破烂的。
Maybe in his body a lot of kind of smelly, like a swine and all the pig smells.
而且身上都是有猪的臭味。
Maybe he doesn't shave.
而且好久没有刮胡子。
As appearance is more like a dirty.
所以在外表来看是非常肮脏的。
But when he on the way to come to his father, in his heart is truly the heart of repentance.
但是在他往父亲回父亲家里的时候，他的心里是充满了忏悔的心。
You know, from the father's point of view, it's not our appearance.
从父亲的观点来看，我们的外表并不重要。
Our Father, our God, looking for our heart, true heart.
我们的神，我们的天父要看的是我们的心。
So when we come to the Lord as it is, as our own ourselves, just like this.
所以当我们回到天父的面前，就把我们自己呈现在他面前。
I hope we can also we have our actions the same way like this prodigal son.
我们的行动，我们的生活可能就像这个浪子一样。
Our Lord, our God, our Father, welcome us.
但是我们的神，我们的主，我们的天父欢迎我们。
He will make a wonderful feast because of we return back to Him.
他要因为我们回头为我们摆设筵席。